which is
rake or something?
Or hair.
Harrow.
A what?
A harrow, would you say?
Oh, a harrow. I don't know about that.
Okay. If they don't have stones around here, I don't suppose they have stone boats either.
No.
Then. They wouldn't have a stone boat or drag.
We call it harrow, though, I mean, what you're asking.
Good, okay. I'll check that one in here. Supplementary information.
harrow, we always say harrow.
That's not the same as a disc, though. That's that's a little
no,
bit better.
Disking and harrowing.
And in the wintertime, boys like to ride on...
sled.
The different kinds of sleds that they have now or used to have that boys might play with?
Different kind. Years ago they used to call them... I don't know.
Bobsled, is that one, or cutter? Any of these ring any bells?
Cutter, that's a sleigh. They used to call cutters sleigh.
That's a big one. That's a big sleigh that you can have. They call a cutter here.
Is that pulled by a horse or something?
That would be pulled by a horse, not a cutter. In this part of the country.
You didn't use the terms double runner, sled, or sleigh, or something, or
double runners.
Double runners.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
That's a smaller one, or is that small?
Small, mm-hmm.
A boy would just ride on a double runner.
Mm-hmm. Used to call it bobsleds, too, when I was a girl. Used to call it bobsled, too, when I was a girl.
Bobsled, but that's a big one.
Yeah.
The bobsled is a great big one, but the sleigh is just for two or three people.
Mm-hmm.
Bobsled is big, where they have the bobsled parties, you know.
Four or five, six people, mm-hmm. 4 to 6 people on it.
Okay. Now, if you're going to saw up some wood for a fire, for the fire, you'd probably put the wood across a couple of...
in a sawbuck.
Exactly what I meant. Now, would that be the same if a carpenter was going to saw some planks? Would he put them across a sawbuck also, or would he use something else? You know anything about it? Would he call it a different thing other than sawbucks?
I don't know what
you
that
know, what you put your painting board on those things, you know.
Pasteboard?
No, what you put your painting board on.
Yeah.
You've got some upstairs.
Yeah.
Saw horses, we call them.
Well, sawbucks.
Don't you call them saw horses? Saw horse?
You guys call them saw horse.
Horses, we call them.
Horses?
We call them horses, just horses, you know. I got some up next.
Okay.
Otherwise, call them a saw horse. Dad always did, too.
All right, if I wanted to get the hair out of my eyes, I might use a comb, but I might use also a...
brush.
Okay. And a man might sharpen his straight razor on a razor.
Razor strap.
That varies from strop to strap. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. We say strap, we don't like razor strap.
Now, if a man was going to go hunting with a rifle, he'd better take several... what with him to... remember to take his things to shoot with.
What they shoot with, you know.
Well,
he has a rifle. He's gonna have to put something in the rifle. Well,
yeah.
He's better remember to take several of these. A couple
shots or
a couple boxes of
cartridges.
Shells. Shells you usually use. Don't you say shells mostly?
Shells.
You use
cartridges.
Shells.
Not cartridges.
We don't.
I don't think it more.
Shells.
Shells would be with a shotgun, though, I believe, wouldn't they? Or is that with a rifle?
I
don't know.
We call them all shells.
Cartridges would be with what?
Very seldom does anyone call, well, a real a man who uses
a
rifle a lot says cartridges. Dad says cartridges, you know.
Now there's some homemade toys that you might have around. One, for example, that have a board and they go like this, up and down.
Teeter totter.
And the kind that.